hours from now. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department will have to release by noon Friday the affidavit used to get the search warrant for President Trump's home, but with everything the government wanted kept secret, blacked out.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt, after his review, concluded the federal government made its case to keep portions of it from the public. The judge said information such as names of witnesses, federal agents, and those who are uncharged, as well as legal strategies and grand jury information would be compromised with no redaction.
Fox's Gernal Scott, former President Trump, has called for the affidavit to be made public without any redactions. His senior advisor, Jared Kushner.
I think that's in the public's interest. This way people can know whether there's a serious allegation or this is more manufactured.
Kushner says the public distrusts the Department of Justice. President Biden in political attack mode Thursday, telling a campaign event for Democrat candidates in Maryland.
Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But we've chosen a different path. Forward. The future, unity, hope, and optimism.
The president predicted the abortion issue would be a big factor in the midterm elections and called former President Trump's political philosophy semi-fascism. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the FBI approached Facebook prior to the 2020 presidential election with a warning about Russian propaganda ahead of the Hunter Biden laptop story breaking. Zuckerberg telling the Joe Rogan podcast that unlike some other social media platforms, Facebook did not block the New York Post reporting on the laptop story, but did adjust its rankings in users' news feeds, meaning fewer people saw it. Wall Street higher Thursday. The Dow gained 322 points. NASDAQ up 207. The S&P 500 closing 58 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited the southern border Thursday, not far from the spot where two children drowned this week while trying to cross the border.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited a new processing facility in Eagle Pass, Texas, as well as a park near the Rio Grande River, the same river in which a three-year-old and five-year-old drowned just this week. A two-month-old baby is also in critical condition. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto told Fox News' Neil Cavuto, it doesn't even really matter anymore if the president or vice president visits.
They have caused this surge. They've created this magnet, and they need to do something about it, regardless of who goes down to the border or not at this point.
By June, the Border Patrol had apprehended a record-breaking 1.7 million migrants, and they are on track to top 2 million by the end of the fiscal year, September 30th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been moved from a Minnesota state prison, where he was often held in solitary confinement, to a medium-security federal prison in Arizona, where he's likely to be held under less restrictive conditions while he serves his federal sentence for depriving George Floyd of his civil rights during the deadly restraint during a police arrest 2 years ago. Climate change scientists are out with a new prediction about high heat in the years ahead.
Scientists believe much of the Earth will see heat indexes above 100 degrees or higher on a regular basis as climate change worsens. A study released in the journal Nature Climate Change says such temperatures could be experienced 20 to 50 times a year by the mid-century. The study goes on to say that those heat indices could last through most of the summer by 2100. A heat index above 124 degrees is likely in tropical climates, according to the study. Some critics say the research doesn't take into consideration recent legislation designed to reduce the effects of climate change. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.